over 30 years since the killing fields of the Khmer Rouge, Cambodia is still struggling with widespread corruption and inequality. With a large gap between rich and poor and widespread dissatisfaction with Prime Minister and former Khmer Rouge Party member Hun Sen, the Cambodian people are no longer quietly accepting their fate. Sarah Martin reports.
What they want only to have the truth. What's going on that day of election?
Cambodia's first UN-supported elections in 1993 saw the instalment of the Cambodian People's Party under Prime Minister Hun Sen. In the years since then, the CPP has been re-elected to power in elections that have increasingly come under scrutiny for corruption. This year's election in July has once again favoured the CPP. The opposition is disputing the result and calling for an independent inquiry into irregularities and fraud, a push supported by thousands of supporters who attended a three-day protest at Phnom Penh's Freedom Park this week. Founder and president of the Cambodian League for the Foundation and Defence of Human Rights, Pong Chiv Chek, says the opposition is claiming identification certificates were issued to people who were ineligible to vote, while others were struck from the electoral roll and not allowed to vote. Pong says the civil society took it upon themselves to monitor polling stations for fraudulent behaviour.
We stay outside and we count the number of the people that lost their name. The people that go inside found that their name was already voted by we don't know whom, etc., etc. So we found out a lot of that kind of irregularity.
She says despite those concerns, the people of Cambodia are holding on to hope for a widespread change.
They would like to get some change. It's change of the regime, like they want the judiciary more independent, they want to see lesser corruption, they want social justice, etc. So they vote for changing some national institutions.
She says the electoral process is hampered by government control of the popular media, which does not represent all points of view.
The ruling party control almost all the media. Television, all channel of television, they're controlled. There is no independent television. Radio, almost all also, except maybe three or maybe five radio.
Pong says social media is making a difference and giving people access to information that is not censored.
And with the telephone, they can use everything. They can listen to Radio Free Asia, they can use us at Facebook, they can use with the internet. They know, especially the young.
Phnom Penh resident Chan Ramoil says there are issues with the democratic process and a feeling amongst people in the city that there is a need for change.
Hun Sen's about five election that he won it, and I think he stayed too long.
She says the claims of vote rigging is no surprise and fraudulent behaviour is a way of life in Cambodia.
I'm Khmer, I live here, I educated, you know. So I know what the feeling's like, and everywhere in my country is full of corruption.
The first meeting of the Cambodian Assembly is due to be held on 23rd of September by invitation of the King. The opposition says it will not attend that meeting or following sittings of the government if there has not been an independent review of the electoral process before that time. If that occurs, there will be a 68-seat parliament represented by just one party, and it is unknown what the future will hold for democratic policy in Cambodia.